views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief with Angie Corbett-Kuiper on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you struggling with loss? Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Beyond Grief Radio is a space that explores beyond current self-limiting beliefs surrounding loss, offering radical healing which will come from the least likely of places. Join Angie on her journey, which includes science, medicine, and spirituality, proving that the body is merely a shell of our soul. It is possible to create an amazing life from the depths of pain. It is your life. It is your choice. Now, here's your host.
Good morning, my beautiful listeners, on this Martin Luther King Day and a long weekend for most of us. Today, I welcome the beautiful Karen Newell. She is the co-author of Living in a Mindful Universe, and she's also the co-founder of a company called Sacred Acoustics. And I am so delighted because she brings healing to music, and especially for a woman. She, I believe, has found a way for women to quit the chatter in our minds. And with that, I welcome you, Karen.
Hello, Angie. It's great to talk with you this morning.
You too. We had a little confusion, all live radio, but we had a little confusion with the timing. So I'm so grateful it worked for both of us.
Yes, no worries at all.
And I want to start... because I think that's an international language, is music and sound and frequency. Talk to me about how you found all of this.
Okay, well, I was, you know, working a job in the publishing industry, putting out newspapers and magazines on a regular basis. But in my spare time, I realized that I really wanted to learn how to interact with the part of me that is beyond the five physical senses. I had read about this, you know, things like telepathy, psychic abilities, out-of-body experiences, and I wanted to see if I could do that myself. And so I set upon kind of what I call a spiritual boot camp for several years, and I went to countless workshops, and all of them, nearly without fail, involved meditation. They would have us do these guided meditations. And I found meditation to be so challenging because of that chatter you were just mentioning. It went on and on and on when I was still, you know, I would set my clock maybe for 10 minutes and open my eyes, and only 1 minute had gone by when I would try to meditate. And it was very so I looked for, you know, ways to combat this. And a lot of meditative techniques talk about focusing on the breath, which of course is useful, but that wasn't enough for me. I really wanted to have quicker results. You know, in the West, we get a little impatient about sound, and sound ended up being a key to really helping me quiet the mind. And at first, it was things like tuning forks or crystal bowls or maybe brass bowls or gongs, anything with that kind of monotone wah-wah sound. And there was something called brainwave entrainment sound technology, which really was a key for me. And this is something known as binaural beats. And this is where you can play one tone in one ear and a slightly different tone in the other ear. And it creates this wavering sound, like a wah-wah sound, very similar to those crystal bowls and tuning forks that I found so useful.
And Karen, I'm going to stop you here, because what I want to do for my audience right now is I'm going to play you guys a sample of what Karen is referring to, if that's okay with you, Karen.
Perfect. Yes.
And it's going to make a little bit of a noise here, you guys, because I'm turning on my Bluetooth so you guys get it. You guys can hear it. But you can find this at her website at Sacred acoustics.com, and you can actually get a free download. But let me go ahead and play this for you all so you can see what this binaural beat, this monaural beat, the combination sounds like. And here it is, and I'm going to turn it up, you guys. Gives us an idea. So Karen, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I wanted people to hear what it is because it is so powerful.
Yeah, and it's especially useful when listening with headphones, not just what you heard now, but the real power comes when you can actually separate what you're hearing in both the left and the right ear. And so the tones you were just listening to, those are our, what we call our ohm frequencies, and they include a 4 hertz, roughly a 4 hertz kind of entrainment signal. And the way we create that is, for example, I was talking about these frequencies, a 100 hertz in one ear and 104 hertz in the other ear. The difference between them, that 4 hertz, is the signal we're trying to deliver to the brain. And why that is relevant is that when measured with an EEG device, our brain puts out an electrical signal that can be measured in hertz, the same way that you define sound, is that cycles per second, hertz. And as it happens, 0 to 4 hertz is the delta state of the brain, and that's when the brain is usually sleeping or in coma. Between 4 to 7 or 8 hertz is the theta state. Between 8 to roughly 12 hertz is the alpha state, and then 12 to 30 hertz is the beta state. Beta is the state we're walking around in. That's what we're in when we're talking, when our thoughts are carrying on, and that's the state we want to lower down to that 4 hertz. So that 4 hertz is the borderline between awake and asleep. And this is also known as the hypnagogic state. And this is the state we're all in every day when we first fall asleep at night, as you know, we're getting ready to fall asleep. And when we first wake up in the morning, maybe we're remembering some fragments from the day, or maybe some dream fragments in the morning, kind of where our body is extremely relaxed, the physical body, but our awareness is still awake and alert. And so our tones help to bring people into those states much more easily and faster than just silence alone. I mean, regular meditation will get you there too, but there's some lore out there that when Tibetan monks, you know, who need 10,000 hours of meditation practice to be considered an expert, when they listened to these tones, they thought, oh my gosh, I can get to that state in minutes, which would normally have taken years of practice. So it is a shortcut. It is a shortcut for the Western mind to help us get into those meditative states more easily. And so, yes, that answers your question. That is why I got into sound.
And regarding getting down, Karen, the delta, you were talking about the 4 hertz. Now, that is predominantly in young children, or is it just infants, if you will? Now, is that where we hear a lot, is that we are, you know, when we're infants, we're probably closer to source or closer to universe because our minds have not been corrupted. Do you find that? Am I kind of accurate on that? Because that's where my head's going.
Infants measure often, most often in that delta state. And then as even we get a little older, children are measured in that theta state. So it seems as if, yes, children are much closer to source. Interestingly, we can jump right into, you know, children who remember memories from having lived different lifetimes before often recall those memories right at bedtime when parents maybe are reading a little story to them or something. Right at bedtime in that hypnagogic state is when they're able to access this information. But they also seem to have a natural ability to connect with those states. Lots of children, you know, talk about their imaginary friends. And if parents question them, often they're maybe sometimes they're interacting with souls of departed grandparents who they've never met. It's really quite interesting. And that theta state is when children are in that very kind of sponge-like learning. So when we can, and delta is right there next to it. You're asking specifically about delta, but that border between delta and theta, that's the magic sweet spot. And when we can get in, remember when we're children, we're being programmed basically for how we're going to be later in life by things our parents say to us, things that teachers, well-meaning ministers, peers, all kinds of people are giving us information, and we absorb that up like a sponge. And when we can kind of get into that state now, it's almost like an opportunity to reprogram those kinds of things we heard when we were children. And the only kind of things we would want to reprogram are things that were kind of limiting. So, you know, things that tell us we're not good enough or smart enough, things like that, that really can stick with us for a lifetime. When we get into this meditative state as an adult, we can start to make some changes in our what we often call our subconscious mind, the mind that's going on without us realizing. And this gives us an opportunity to connect. So yes, you are absolutely correct. Getting into these lower states is very, very reminiscent of babies and children who are naturally very close to the other side.
Yes, and it's so fascinating because I know, and it's so interesting, the work that I'm doing now is showing people or showing them through my own experience without having to die ourselves how we can care and be able to access this higher level. And yet so many people are so closed off and judge different ways that can actually be very, very healing.
Yeah, well, the closing off thing is just really from our society. Our society has taught us in many ways, those are the programs, you know, I was referring to, that these type of things can be dangerous. Sometimes people say that. Sometimes people will say it's the devil's work. It's really kind of silly that going within your deepest being would be negative somehow. Now, with meditation in general, there's all kinds of science out there that tells us that it lowers stress response. We can lower stress, which means we increase our immunity, which means we don't get as sick, and we're able to fight off viruses and all other kinds of disease just by lowering our stress, and meditation can do that. So that alone is a very simple kind of motivation for wanting to do it.
We'll come back and I'll have Karen share. Thank you.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you. Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. I'm with the wonderful and beautiful and talented Karen Newell, co-founder of Sacred Acoustics and co-author with Dr. Eben Alexander, Living in a Mindful Universe, and or Living in a Conscious Universe, I'm sorry. I guess Living in a Mindful Universe. I've got the book right here, so I apologize. Living in a Mindful Universe. And before we were rudely interrupted, everyone, from the break, Karen was talking about the freedom music can offer us if we would open up our minds to that. So, Karen, I'd like you to continue where you left off and the importance of not only mind and spirit, but also body.
Right. Well, it's opening our mind is really important. And this is where, you know, those kind of limiting belief systems can really get in the way. And if we believe certain things, you know, this is really an interesting quote that we actually use in Living in a Mindful Universe by Henry Ford. And, you know, he's the premier kind of auto manufacturer. And he says there are two kinds of people in this world, those who believe they can and those who believe they can't, and they're both right. So this really speaks to how if we believe something is bad for us, then it probably will be. But if we can change our beliefs and really move out of those limitations, we can really make some progress. And meditation is one of those things. Now, getting out of the mind is very useful. That's where that constant chatter is going on. And as we were saying, sound really helps to minimize that, certain kinds of sound that we were discussing. But also, moving awareness to the heart can be very, very useful. And so many of us go through our lives kind of saying that love is the most important thing and acting from the heart and all of this. We talk about this, but how many people actually live that way? And one thing that I found useful besides the sound was really keying into that heart energy. And this is the thing, everyone has one of these hearts. There's no beliefs associated with the heart except that it exists. And HeartMath Institute in California has done all kinds of research about the heart. And what they found is that it emits an electromagnetic field in the shape of a torus, which is kind of like a donut. And the hole in the middle of this donut is your heart. And emitting out the top of your head, around your body, maybe about 3 feet-ish around your body, this heart field is moving constantly. Now, what they found is this heart field expands and contracts based on your emotional state. So feelings like love and happiness and joy create a very large, expansive field where feelings like hurt and, you know, greed and anger and sadness create a smaller field. Now, what's really interesting to me is that this heart field affects the people around us. And knowing this, you know, a lot of people, when they learn this, they think, oh, how am I going to protect myself from all those other heart fields out there? Well, my take was, well, how am I going to make sure I'm only affecting people in positive ways? And so just by moving awareness to the heart and feeling a sense of gratitude, you can begin this process of learning more about what's going on in that heart. There's no linguistic center there, so it's our feeling state. That's another thing in society, especially us women, that we've been taught aren't good. It's not good to be moody and emotional, we're told. Yet, being moody and emotional is really the clues to our kind of areas of growth. Those are the things we get emotional about, those are our clues. And so this kind of helps the meditation idea that maybe sounds scary or not so interesting to some. If we can take the meditation word out of it and just think about tuning in with our hearts, this should not be scary to anyone. This is really an imperative. I like to think of the golden rule where, you know, we treat others only as we would treat ourselves. And this is where that heart energy, I feel as though if every person on the planet would start to get in touch with their true inner essence through the heart, knowing how it affects those around us without saying a word, this world really would become a much better place. And this is about loving ourselves, generating that love from within. And it all starts, as I said, by developing a feeling of gratitude in the heart. It just means think of anything that you're grateful for, not just with your mind, not with just with your thoughts, but with your feelings. What makes you feel grateful? And for me, this was puppies, because I had an experience at age 6 where a dog was brought into our home, a stray dog. My mother welcomed this dog into our home, and it proceeded to give birth to puppies right under my bed at age 6. And so puppies for me have always been a sort of magic kind of happy, innocent feeling. Anything that reminds you of childhood or that pure kind of source, those babies we were talking about, if you can get that feeling in your heart, this is really the key to finding out who we really are deep inside.
Yes, and you all can go to Karen's Facebook page, and I think it's on either Sacred Acoustics or your personal one, Karen, where you do discuss the puppy feeling. It all really starts from gratitude. And she talks about the sensation and how it grew. So find something that you're grateful for. And that is so key. And going back, Karen, to what you were talking about, the engineering, the Nikola Tesla was the genius and the father of the electromagnetic engineering. And he said, if you only knew the magnificence of the 3, 6, and 9, then you would hold the key to the universe. It's the root vibrations of the sulfagio frequencies. And Karen, I kind of wanted to go over this because this was something, I mean, just at a very basic level. The sulfagio frequencies, most of you who have gone to any church, and the majority, you know, one of the biggest churches in the world being the Catholic Church, and it was the Gregorian chants. And it was very interesting because what they found and what Karen was kind of talking about as well is, Karen, if we could go over the and you did a lot, the sulfagio frequencies, you guys, there's a 528 hertz, and I'll get to, and Karen, I'm going to ask you to explain maybe what, you know, the different vibrations, but the 528 hertz is transformation and miracles, DNA repair. 639 Reinhertz, Connecting Relationships, 741, Expressions and Solutions, 852, Spiritual Order. You guys, this music, and Karen and Kevin Cossey, creators of Sacred Acoustics, has found a way that we are able to access these healing powers of music, or I shouldn't say music, of sound. To me, they're music because they're just beautiful. But Karen, can you elaborate on that too? The power, I've heard so many people talk about how they have been able to heal themselves just by the sound that you all produce.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Now, everyone has different results. So some people do have big healing effects. Others do not. It really just depends, but on the listener. But the solfeggio frequencies are really ancient numbers, and they actually have fascinated us. I knew about solfeggio frequencies for a long time. You rattled off a couple of them. That 528 is one that we use in our heart center exercise, because 528 is also associated with the heart. Now, when Kevin and I first started creating sounds, we would always try to find frequencies found in nature. And some of them included the solfeggio frequencies. Those fascinated with us because they had this kind of conspiracy theory attached to them that somehow, somewhere along the line, the church leaders decided that they were helping people connect with God and spirit, and they didn't really want people to do that firsthand. They wanted to go through the priest. So there is some lore out there about them being suppressed, and so that always adds some interest and intrigue, and we have spent a lot of time trying to get those solfeggio frequencies worked into our recordings, and the one where we did that most successfully is actually called Light Body. And in Light Body, we were able to work in all of those frequencies, and people have some pretty amazing results while listening to Light Body, including sometimes activation of the Kundalini, sometimes out-of-body experiences. It's quite a lot of different kinds of effects that people can have, but some people just start to feel calmer. You don't have to think that it's going to send you off into the stratosphere. Sometimes we just want to find a quiet space inside and detach from all the worries of the day.
Right, exactly. And you guys, we're heading into a break in about a minute, but I do want to in 30 seconds, so I don't even have time. But I find it very interesting too, Karen, and I, when you had brought up your publishing, you know, what you had done prior. And it's very interesting how I'm finding a lot of scientists that are having these amazing experiences that are finally looking out at different answers. And it is absolutely amazing to me. And when we come back, we're gonna share more and bring Karen back. Thank you guys so much.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com. mary.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. I am visiting today with the beautiful Karen Newell, co-founder of Sacred Acoustics and also co-author of the book with Dr. Eben Alexander, Living in a Mindful Universe, which brings me, Karen, to before we left and were brought on to break, you guys, it's so fascinating to me. Of the scientists and the biologists and just the engineers, the people that are so left brain analytical, IQ intelligence off the charts, that are finally, and they're having these amazing experiences. And for instance, Dr. Eben Alexander, the book that Karen Newell helped co-author, he is a neurosurgeon. He had this amazing experience, and we're going to be able to talk to him in a few weeks also when bringing Karen and Dr. Alexander back to the show. But Albert Einstein stated, concerning matter, we have been all wrong. What we have called matter is energy, whose vibration has been so lowered as to be perceptible to the senses. There is no matter. All matter beings vibrate at specific rates, and everything has its own melody. The musical nature of nuclear matter, from atoms to galaxies, is now finally being recognized by science. And so I'm bringing Karen back on. Karen, to me, this ties it all together.
It does. I mean, it's so interesting to me that Einstein said that, about 100 years ago? And, you know, you still hear materialist science saying there's nothing material to the material world. It's just all vibrating strings of energy. And yet they also still cling to physical matter is all that exists. And this is where those belief systems really, really come into play, because so many people clinging to their belief systems are those conventional materialist scientists. And they're kind of, I almost want to say, they're kind of holding the rest of us hostage, because we are waiting for catch up. Our culture, our scientists, to tell us how the world works. And our social policies and all kinds of things are based on that. And so it is kind of frustrating that, you know, they're still trying to tell us that the physical world is all that exists, when so many of us know deep in our hearts from our personal experiences that that's just not the case. And so the fact that scientists are finally starting to have experiences of their own, including Dr. Eben Alexander and many others, they're starting to realize, oh my gosh, just like you said. And interestingly, in our book, Living in a Mindful Universe, we talk about Einstein himself, Thomas Edison, Salvador Dali. These are all people who had meditative practices. They had ways of getting themselves, they didn't call it meditation, but they had ways of getting themselves into a hypnagogic state. I think it was Edison who would put a quarter on his forehead or something, and then when he would start to drift off, the quarter would fall and it would wake him up enough that he would be in that profoundly relaxed state we were talking about. That his awareness was able to reach information about special inventions that we all use to this day, telephones, electricity, and Einstein, all of his theories. And so personal experience is absolutely key to each and every one of us. We can talk about stuff till we're blue in the face. I mean, Angie and I can tell you this is true and that is true. But until you actually experience it for yourself and have that deep state of knowing, that moves beyond a mere belief. That is a deep knowing that something is true. That comes from personal experience, whether it's a dream or a premonition or, you know, running into the soul of a departed loved one unexpectedly. These kinds of things change people's lives. You don't have to have a full-blown kind of near-death experience like Dr. Alexander did, but for example, some people might just have a dream about a loved one or sitting next to the bed of a loved one who's dying. They may get this overwhelming sense of connection to all that is and feel that love just by being near someone who is dying can bring on that feeling and change one's life forever. So yes, personal experience, absolutely key. And I think more scientists need to start having these experiences. And what we're trying to tell you today is that you don't have to wait for them to happen. You can actually generate them yourself. And sound is absolutely one of the tools to get to that state.
Exactly. Karen, thank you for that. And I'm going to add my little personal, most of you who are listening today and who have visited my website, and I really, really am focused on getting you all to sit still and feel. And it's what Karen was talking about when we first came on. And I am so amazed in the audiences that I talk to that people do not even know how to feel, Karen. I had one woman, how do you start to feel when you've never felt? Wow. And you just feel numb. That's a feeling. Feel it. Appreciate it. Be grateful. Hunger. How many of us go into the refrigerator and we're not even hungry? Let your bodies tell you when you're hungry. That's how you start feeling. It growls at you. It's the most amazing feeling. And so Karen, what, because you are right. And I want to go delve off the beaten path here for a moment. And that is, how do we start to get people to not have to die or have near death experiences? Because my thought is people have to be leveled. Otherwise we're looked at, yeah, well, Dr. Alexander had this, you know, this near death experience. So therefore, you know, we're going to pacify him and let him do what he needs to do. And Angie, she's dealt with two suicides and, oh, poor thing. So we're going to let her have her moment. And they kind of look at us like we're whack. And we're out there screaming to people, you don't have to wait until someone dies.
No, you don't. And I didn't have anything like that. I didn't have a real obvious sort of catalyst to get me there. It really was just determination to get in touch with that part of me that is beyond the physical body. And that does include our feelings. You know, not feeling is a big problem, as you just said. And so interestingly, when some people who listen to our tones, myself included, when I first started listening to these types of sounds, it would often cause me to be very emotional. It would make me feel a way that was often surprising, sometimes not necessarily good feelings, feelings of loneliness or despair. And what I realized over time when this will happen is that the tones were actually activating something in my energy system. So tones are vibration. Sound is vibration. Our bodies are made of vibration. vibrations. Our feelings are more vibrations. When the tones interact with us, they seem to activate something that's already in our field, and that includes our feelings. So those of you who are having trouble with recognizing your feelings, listening to these tones can sometimes trigger them. And at first, it can be a little startling, because if you're not used to feeling, you don't necessarily want to feel and start to cry. But crying or allowing yourself to feel whatever arises in that moment, we're used to suppressing it, we're used to ignoring it, to denying it, but letting yourself feel when those times arise is absolutely the best thing you can do. And this, what this does is, even if it's a bad feeling, it allows you to release it. All emotional traumas have been stored into our energetic system, and they affect our energy system, affects our physical body, and it can cause disease. It can cause discomfort. But releasing those emotions is the first step, really. First, you got to feel, and then you got to let yourself go through it. There's no way out but through. And getting through those feelings is so key, because once you release them, then you find there's this empty space inside. And what is that? You want to find more about what is that? That's the true you. And what happens once you release those kind of pent up stored feelings, it automatically fills up with more of who you really are.
Exactly. And for the men out there who are listening, you all have been taught not to feel, and that it's been wrong. And so if you have feelings, then go into your closet and go into your bedroom and go hide under a pillow and let those feelings out until you feel comfortable enough to share it. Because Karen is absolutely right. And I see so many people stuck because they feel like they're not going to, it'll never go away. And you guys, it does. It truly does. You will cry your eyes out. And Karen, I had an experience listening to your Know Yourself, Who Am I? And this is one of the productions on Sacred Acoustics, and I absolutely love it. And the other one that I downloaded as well was Heart Center. And what I love about Sacred Acoustics, you guys, is that it's affordable. And they make it available to everyone. But Karen, it was interesting. I got up in the middle of the night because I was listening to this, and it was actually the Heart Center, 36 minutes and 4 seconds. So I'm in this deep meditative state. My dog jumps on the bed, and I wake up, and she's just staring at me. Can you explain that? And so I started again at the exact same time. It scared the shit out of me. I was a little nervous. I'm turning red and I'm not even on video. But it was just the weirdest thing. So when we come back from break, we have one more segment, I believe. And we're going to come back, and I want you to maybe share your, oh, hang on, we might be done. Hang on. No, we're not. We'll come back, and I'll have Karen share. Thank you.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next! Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. On with me today is Karen Newell. We're coming back. And what I want to share before going into this last segment, it's gone so fast, Karen, is the importance, and Karen hit on this a few times, but the importance, you guys, of keeping an open mind. Everyone I see is out there searching for that magic pure, that magic cure. And what I have found, more people are so stuck because their belief is only one indoctrination. And it is what I put out. One of my quotes was, religion teaches that there is only one teacher. Life has taught me that there are many. And so, you guys, I'm just asking you, if you're at that place, to keep your mind open. Don't judge what we are saying, what we are sharing, because it comes from profound experience where we're able to share some of these things that have helped us grow, that has allowed me to get out of bed, not in a fetal position after two suicide deaths, and be able to share with you guys that there's so much more, to just keep an open mind. And so before break, Karen and I were talking, and I had shared with you guys that all of a sudden my dog jumps up, and she lays on my bed, but it's like she jumps up and is, her face is 2 inches from my face. And I'm like, and in the middle of the night, when you're listening to 36 minutes and 4 seconds of this, it was really, really startling, Karen. So what do you think?
Well, it's fascinating that your dog jumped up at the exact same moment twice. That is mm-hmm. very interesting. So what that tells me is something must have happened energetically at that moment. And you sometimes we're not aware of what exactly may be happening. But interestingly, just like babies and young children, animals have a thinner veil, as we say. They are closer to that unseen realm. And I think one reason they're closer is they don't have language. They don't have language to get in their way that defines all of this. And they don't have the same kind of brain we have that limits our perceptions to what they are. But I took some courses in animal communication, and one thing that they would tell us is to connect with our hearts. And of course, I was talking about the heart earlier, and this didn't make sense to me at the time, but of course it does now, because I realized the heart is putting out this electromagnetic field, and it not only is it giving information and affecting the humans around me, it's doing that for animals as well. And of course, animals all have this heart. And so I feel like it's our electromagnetic heart fields that are potentially interacting with our animals when they notice things that we don't necessarily notice. And, you know, the first time I tried to connect with an animal in a class, I was a little embarrassed. You know, I hadn't done this before. I didn't know, you know, if I would be right. And it was really interesting because I had this poodle who came to my class with her owners and sat across from us, and us students had to ask questions of these animals, and we had a list of questions to ask. And one of the questions on the list was, is there anything you would like to change about your life? So I went into my heart space. I didn't really, again, know what that meant at the time, but I just pretended in, with my imagination, like I was connecting with my heart. And I got this message came to me that said, I would like to have my bed by the window. And so I was I was kind of embarrassed, but I told the owner, well, this is what your dog said to me. And, you know, my mind was open, but I was still kind of embarrassed. And she said, oh, well, that's really interesting. Our dog doesn't have a bed. And I'm thinking, oh, drat, I'm not correct. And then she says, but just yesterday we borrowed a bed from a friend to see if our dog would like to have a bed. And they placed it by the window, and the dog stayed in the bed all day long. Out the window, there was a playground where children would play and people would walk their dogs. And this dog absolutely loved sitting in its bed, looking out the window. So the So the owner was like, oh, well, that's great. I guess we'll go ahead and get our dog that bed. Like, as if it was normal kind of communication. And inside I was going, oh my God, I just talked to a poodle.
So now you can add to your resume list that you're an animal, like psychic.
Yeah, I wasn't interested in learning how to do it so that I could hang out a shingle and become famous. What I wanted to do was to prove to myself that I could do it. And when you start to prove to yourself these little things, when you take the little classes, when you take a chance and try something new and you prove it to yourself, oh my gosh, I can do this, that's when things really start to shift. And when you start to shift in really small kinds of ways and think, oh my gosh, I can communicate with animals, for example, or my grandmother really did talk to me in that dream, instead of denying our experiences, what we should be doing is collecting all of these rich experiences as our personal scientific database of what really happens in this world. And it's so hard to take these kinds of things into a lab where they control every little thing. It puts people in very strange kinds of situations, and then they're, you know, expected to get out of their body or something. It's pretty challenging, but out of the real world, each of us can perform these little experiments, as I call them, ourselves, and find out what really is true by trusting our own experience.
Yes. And to add to that just a little bit, you guys, when you keep an open mind and it's not so closed off, because Karen, I've had so many people now, and it's so interesting when I share my story of how I connect with the other side. And it is amazing because once I opened my mind up to at least just the possibility, things would just happen. And it gives me such a sense of peace. And so people now come up to me, Karen, and they're like, I have to share something with you. And we're the only two within a mile away from anyone. I have to share something with you. So all of a sudden I'm finding people are sharing their experiences and appreciating that I'm knowing that they're not whack.
Yeah. It's really great when we can start to share these kinds of experiences without thinking we're crazy. So many people say, I know you're going to think I'm crazy. And what I say is, when people say that, crazy is the new normal, because these things are real. They're happening to people every single day. Now, there's these people out there going, well, I want it to happen to me. How come it's not happening to me? And you brought up something so important, that open mind. And Henry Ford's quote, those who believe they can are right. And so just believing and starting small with little things to start to prove to yourself that they're true really does make a difference. And as more and more of us begin to do this, we will be able to start sharing with our friends. I know when I worked my regular 9-to-5 job, I was known around the office for being open-minded to these sorts of things. And I had the same thing. People would come into my office and say, what do you think about this dream? Or I had this really strange light appear. And I would be like, yes, of course, these kinds of things happen. And we want to normalize these kinds of things. They shouldn't be looked at as huge, mystical, you know, only for certain special people. They can happen to all of us. And that open mind is just so key, as you say.
And it's not, and this is why I'm sharing with a lot of people in my talks, in my workshops, is we have to be good with us. We have to know who we are. And this is where Karen, you and your company come in as well. And that is starting to learn who we are and not caring about what other people think. Because if you are in that place where you are so concerned in pleasing everyone else's beliefs and living their beliefs, you will never be able to achieve connecting with the other side, because you're going to be told you're whack. And frankly, and Karen, can I speak for you too? We don't care. Yeah. And that's why I feel in this sense, I'm so liberated.
Right. Because you have that deep inner knowing. And so,
knowing.
And once you reach that point where you're knowing, like when you go to say, the conference for the International Association of Near-Death Studies, there's near-death experiencers all around you. And these people, they don't care that science hasn't found out that it's real. They've had the experiences. They don't need science to tell them it's real. And it is comforting to know that so many others can identify with this, but we're just not used to talking about it.
Right. And it's what Dr. Raymond Moody, who was the author of Life After Life, and back in 1975, he would say it's making sense of the nonsense. But Karen, we are going in, we have 2 minutes. For 1 minute, I want you to take us into a OM and then tell us where people can find you, where your next events are going to be. If we can do all that in 2 minutes, and you take it away, girlfriend.
Thank you. Everyone to just take a moment, unless you're driving, pay no attention if you're driving, but take a moment and close your eyes. And as you breathe in, silently say, let. And as you breathe out, silently say, go. Let go. Generate a feeling of gratitude, trust, and allowing. Now, repeat with me the sound of OM. 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 Making that sound of OM.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief with Angie Corbett-Kuiper. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbett-Kuiper.com. That's AngieCorbett-Kuiper.com. See you next time.